on the 28th of February in the meantime to ensure that they are detained at Paul's Mall prison facility.
Over 1 million passengers travelled through our Tambo International Airport over the festive season. This was revealed by Border Management Authority Commissioner Michael Masiapato, who provided an update on operations following the recent summer holidays. He says the Bate Bridge border saw over 600,000 travellers passing through, and the Limpopo border to Mozambique just over 500,000.
With Lebombo actually dipping, we have then seen the escalation of numbers at Kosi Bay port of entry, which is the port of entry on the KwaZulu-Natal side, but also going into Mozambique as it went. You can see the escalation, and we are able to associate that with the reality that the people avoided going into Lebombo because of the protest, and therefore went through Kosi Bay as it went, and of course entered into Mozambique.
And we end off in the US, where President Donald Trump has issued a presidential memorandum directing the Federal Aviation Administration to review aviation policies. This in the wake of a plane crash that killed 67 people near Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport yesterday. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
We used to just call him Reagan, you know. Hey, it's Reagan! And then now there's a breakdancer from Australia.
Just
it's like, ah, oh, no, what have you done? Dankie Chanel, verdere besonderhede. I don't know where you would find them. Jacarandfm.com, hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.